Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Founders Club Radio.
Good afternoon. This is John Coffin. We're here at the Vistage CEO Executive Summit, and Morten Andersen just joined us. Good afternoon, Morten.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
You know, for our listeners out there, Morten spent 25 years in the NFL. He's the leading scorer of all time, and it's just a real honor to meet you and be with you.
Well, I appreciate that very much. I tell you, it's been an unbelievable journey, the American dream for sure, and just spoke about it today a little bit about how it started from pretty humble beginnings and an immigrant perspective, but that with passion and effort and energy and purpose, I was able to sustain a pretty long career with very good help from some great people, obviously, but with a vision that was very clear to me, and staying in the moment and understanding that the reward had to be supreme and great, and that the process had to be quality. And I think when you do that, when you make the process and the journey great, the result becomes great. And I think that parallels into business, into any arena, if you will. It's a high performance business, and much is demanded of you, and you have to have a certain skill set, and you have to have a certain stubbornness to be able to operate and to flourish in that environment.
You used the word in your talk about stubbornness. Yeah. Talk about that a little bit. You know, how does being stubborn in the National Football League work and help you?
Yeah, I'm not talking about the kind of stubborn where, you know, your 12-year-old is standing on the roof going, "Look, Dad, I can jump and it won't hurt."
Right.
I'm talking about the type of stubborn that gets you through what situations where your back's against the wall. My special teams coach calls it the world of suck, and it is. It's a military term, actually, from the special ops arena, where when you absolutely have to recruit the nasties of traits because the road in front of you demands it, you can do it. And so it takes a skill set to identify that, number one, and then go and recruit it, and the bravery to do it. And it's the same in sports, it's the same in business. Everything, it's not going to be, you know, rosy road the whole way. The road to success is always under construction.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really important to remember. It's full of potholes, and any road will take you there. So you got to have an understanding of these type of traits that'll get you through in the tough times. And it's traits like stubbornness, detachment, cockiness, selfishness, neediness, but it's the right kind. There's always a flip side to the coin, right? So within the concept of stubbornness, you just have to make the reward great, and you have to have it. You have to have your journey in line with your personal vision, not a vendetta, but a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be process oriented, proactive, not reactive. And so there's these six characteristics within the right kind of stubborn. That's what I talked about this morning, and gave some example of some examples from the sports world and from my personal experiences.
So we're in the midst of literally hundreds of CEOs and business owners. They've just gone through, you know, in that 08, 09 to 10, 11 period. The world of suck. There's some nasty times, and you know, getting to know so many of these folks, it's really remarkable to me that that not only have they survived during that time, but so many people, Vistage members, have thrived through it and mm-hmm. really channeled some of that difficulty into what is now, 2 or 3 years out, really kind of launching them into the next phase of growth. Talk about that, about taking those tough times and then bring it to the next level. You know,
well, I think the Vistage experience, and I'm a baby Vistage member. I just joined in April. But what it has given me, what it has allowed me to see, is that collaboration is a real powerful tool. Not only in my arena, but in business and levity. And when you get input from other members who have no skin in the game, if you will, who are objective and who will see through the BS and see through things that you may be too close to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's really helpful. And this issue processing is very helpful. And so I think the Vista experience has allowed me to, you know, see the world with a little in a different perspective, because I'm also a baby business guy. You know, I was 47 years old, 48 years old when I retired. So most business executives have been going for quite a while in their own arenas. So I had to kind of relearn what it was like to be a businessman. And I quite honestly engaged people I really trusted and respected as business mentors. To kind of guide me along the way and give me some, they've made the mistakes, so I picked brains of people that were smarter than me, and that's what Vistage is.
Yeah,
it's a very smart, motivated community who are very proactive, who are interested in making the process better, I think, and who are interested in great rewards. And I can't think of a better place to be than right here.
Describe your business pursuits. I know you have a foundation and other things going on.
Yeah, on the for-profit, I'm a business-to-business consultant. I've been helping Danish companies, actually European companies, come into the U.S. market and opening doors for them, for their products and services. I also do keynote speaking. I'm writing my second book called A Certain Kind of Stubborn, The 8 Unspoken Traits of High Achievers.
When is it due out?
That should be out next year.
Great.
So I'm working on that. Writing is a very dynamic experience.
Will you commit to a month next year to, so as motivation to get it done?
100 words a day. That's all you got to do. 100 words a day. So eventually it'll get written. But, you know, it's again, about the quality of the experience for me. And then I'm staying busy, you know, coaching and doing other things with my two boys. But it's really been great. The nonprofit has been outstanding, the Morton Anderson Family Foundation. We raise money for our special ops community and their families. So the Navy SEALs, the Army Rangers, the Marines. And I've really found that leveraging the platform that was so beautifully given to me through my 25 years in the NFL is such a powerful tool to do good things for people and with people. And the foundation has just been a great avenue to affect change, to make a real difference in the world, and to help these great heroes of ours. So our foundation motto is, what you give will grow, what we keep will perish. And we like to give.
That's fantastic. You operated for 25 years in one of the most competitive environments in the world. You've talked a little bit about it, but what are some of the keys to longevity and success within that environment?
You have to, number one, you have to identify your workbench, then you have to own it. And what I mean by that is, if you're a place kicker, your workbench is that little area where the ball's put down. And then you have to identify the moment of truth. And the moment of truth we all have in any type of business. For a kicker, it's when the plant foot hits the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You're either in the right place or the wrong place. For a golfer, I don't know if you're a golfer, mm-hmm. but for a golfer, the moment of truth would be when you start taking the club back.
Right.
There's no turning back.
There's no turning back. That's right.
And so you can go on and on and on with different sports and different identities. So the moment of truth appears everywhere in life. And it's our job as high achievers, high performers, to identify the moment of truth and own it. Really own it. Because there's two things we control, effort and attitude. Everything else is white noise. And that's, if you just remember that, people always would ask me, don't you feel stress and pressure when you have to make a game-winning field goal to put the team into a Super Bowl game?
I said, thank you, by the way, for doing that.
Well,
as a longtime Atlanta Falcon fan.
Yeah, well, it only happened once, but still, my answer is quite simple. You know, that you feel pressure when your skill set doesn't match the task.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, there's no pressure. Where's the pressure? So if you own your workbench and it's in your wheelhouse, and in this case, the kick was only a 39-yarder from the left hash, but who's counting? You know they're going to call timeout. All of these things are you're programmed into your pre-kick routine, and so I did a lot of mental rehearsals called unconscious competence and cognitive intervention, all these things, and you own it. You own the moment, and you do all your work prior to, you know, Sunday afternoon's just fun where you go out for 3 hours and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
The lights are on, they're bright,
Right.
But you don't think about that because you're so process-oriented. And I just go back to owning your workbench and understanding the moment of truth and then trusting to pull the trigger.
So process is really so...
It is.
You know, more than any person on the field, you control the elements to a certain extent. There are others that are in a more chaotic environment that's less... But
right.
That singular pursuit of perfection that you that you really spent 25 years or more doing, really fascinating, you know, to think about.
Very specific skill set.
Specific skill set. But, you know, so much of a CEO's job is about managing the environment and the message and the vision.
Delegating
and being as effective as they can be. Maybe help me connect the dots between that pursuit of perfection
sure.
and then some of the issues that CEOs face around vision and messaging.
So I would just say if you exude confidence as a CEO and as a president, if you own your workbench, it's gonna go to the organization and the people within that organization because that's your mantra and that's going to be your message and you probably don't even have to say much, but you know great leaders when you see them and when they operate and execute. It's about just a vision to execute and to integrate your greatest resources with the human resources, I think. And if you're confident in that and you have a clear vision of how to do it and a strategy, not a wish. It's Christmas time, you know. We have wishes.
Right.
You know, goals are important to have.
Hope isn't a strategy,
no,
right?
Trust your hopes, not your fears. Goals are really important to have, but if you don't have a strategy, it becomes a wish, right? And that's not what we're looking for as leaders, as CEOs, and as presidents. We're looking for very clear communication, a clear statement of here's where we are, here's where we want to go, and here's how we're going to get there. And if you're confident in delivering that message, your executive team is going to be confident in following it and executing it, because the bottom line is executing.
Execution is key. Strategy is key. One of the things that's so curious to me about business schools is they spend a ton of time talking about strategy and not a lot of time talking about execution.
Execution starts with
help us with execution
starts with identifying the pathway, and so you won't know that until I spoke about it again today, that you have to study your success history and you have to own that and you have to get everybody on board to own it and also own the weaknesses. You have to know your limitations too as a company. It's okay. It's a part of it. It's part of the kaleidoscope of that canvas that we're creating, that corporate culture, if you will, and the good, the bad, and the ugly. But make sure that it's yours, all of it, the good, the bad, and the ugly, that it's not somebody else's. You got to get everybody to take ownership. And if everybody starts doing that, just that simple little thing of taking ownership, and a CEO's job is to empower, you know, through... what he or she does to empower, motivate, and empower, and so I just think it's all about the quality of the people involved, the quality of the pathway, and the result will come. You know, I was in a result-oriented business, but I didn't treat it that way, and I think the reason I had so much success was because I focused much more on the journey and the quality of the preparation. And it became so good that the results were undeniable.
Morton, you've given all of us today a lot of great insight and advice. I want to turn the tables on you and ask you what the best business advice you've ever received has been. And maybe it could be coaching advice, too.
Well,
I don't
think you're as smart as you are, I think, was always a good. And I have a couple of business mentors that have been to the highest of highs and lows of lows and done it both ways and have felt the agony of the world of suck. And they have reaped great rewards. But it's, you know, follow your gut, follow your instincts, but don't be afraid to make mistakes. You know, life is distasteful. The high-performance business is distasteful sometimes, and you just have to put one foot in front of the other and not be timid, but trust that whatever the journey is and whatever steps you're taking, they're your steps.
Mm-hmm.
They're your steps, and you're gonna go. That's the entrepreneurial spirit of America. That's why I love this country so much.
Yeah, that's particularly, you know, Vistage really, for the most part, is typically first-generation businesses, people who have kind of put it on the line and said, I'm going to take the risk, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And I think it's very encouraging today in this environment, but certainly in Atlanta, the state of entrepreneurialism seems very strong. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just in my Vistas group, we have entrepreneurs and very diverse and different businesses. And that's what is such a huge turn-on to me is that we can all kind of sort of get together once a month and on one-on-ones and lunches and so forth. And we're so different, but yet we have this common bond through the Vistage community and wanting to help each other and just share information and share thoughts. These are a bunch of thought leaders here, and this is a very powerful thing.
I want to really thank you for spending some time with us today. This has been very insightful.
Thank you.
One final question. If you were to be in a big situation and you could inflate the ball or deflate the ball.
Oh boy, we're going.
What would help as
end
a,
with this?
What would help as a kicker? We're just talking hypothetically as far as physics goes. Nothing else.
Make the sweet spot larger, which means make it rounder, closer to the original game of soccer.
so you'd be in favor of inflation.
I never heard a deflated ball was a good idea. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay. Thank you very much for being with us. It's been a great pleasure to meet you. How can our listeners learn more about your books and about your foundation and your business pursuits, please?
MortonAnderson.com. It's spelled MortonAnderson, MortonAnderson.com. And we also have a website for our events, specialteamsforspecialops.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.